GlobalCast MD, along with Cincinnati Children's Hospital, sharing knowledge to improve child health around the globe.
Hello, pediatric surgery family. I'm M. Godi from Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. In this video series, we'll be recapping the sessions and sharing the key highlights from our 12th annual update course in pediatric surgery, which was held in August 2024. This year, we introduced a new approach to classify practice-changing ideas at our update course. Presentations now fall into three categories. Green circles for established practices, blue squares for promising newer practices, and black diamonds for early adopter practices only. Here, Drs. David Vitale, Luke Neff, and Jeff Ponsky will teach us intraoperative cholangiogram, techniques and pitfalls. This session is classified as a green circle for established practice.
Okay, unsuccessful common duct exploration. You decide to flush and you gave some glucagon. For those that have adopted this or started to dabble in this, you do see contrast in the duodenum on the intraoperative cholangiogram. What do you do next?
The question is, how should we handle flushing during the intraoperative cholangiogram? And what is our approach to using glucagon?
We're actually giving the glucagon systemically. Some people are using a little bit of lidocaine in the actual thing that's injected into the biliary tree, thinking that may help relax things.
Dr. Neff typically uses a 50-50 mix of contrast and saline for all of his flushing maneuvers.
I usually do a balloon sphincteroplasty and then try to flush it out still.
Okay.
You can do that with a Fogarty, or you can actually get the balloon.
So you like C, grab a balloon, grab a spyglass, okay. Yeah, who's calling GI?
It'll depend on what you have available to you.
One important point to emphasize, while you can dilate the sphincter, it is crucial not to dilate beyond the diameter of the bile duct.
So if you've got a 5 millimeter bile duct and a stone that's so obstructive, you got to be careful. If you dilate that duct to about 10 millimeters, you're going to cause pancreatitis.
Here, Dr. Neff shares that he learned a valuable technique on dilation maneuver from Dr. Jeff Ponsky.
Ever since you said this, we've been employing this, but it's the idea that come up, get a little bit of a waste in the balloon, and just hold. Let that thing stretch slowly, and then you come up to profile in a very controlled fashion and leave it there for a while. We've been leaving it up for 5 minutes to avoid that rebound spasm of the sphincter.
According to our poll results from the combined live and virtual audience, 35% of voters wanted to see the intraoperative cholangiogram, or IOC.
Not all IOCs are equal. We're trying to define that because sometimes you just see things taper down to a little nothing, and that's just sludge.
Sometimes you see a very well-defined meniscus. Sometimes you have these massive boulders and multiple of them, even in children.
And so I think a really important thing is, what do you have available to you? You've done a flush maneuver. You may want to take the next step. You may want to grab a balloon. And I think understanding what you're dealing with in terms of the burden of disease is really important.
What if you have multiple large stones? Then you will want to call your GI colleague.
The other thing, when you're flushing, you make sure you watch that stone, because if you flush that stone and it starts floating up into the bile duct.
And if you're not paying close attention, you can turn a very straightforward case, a stone sitting in the common bile duct, into something much more complex if it moves into the intrahepatic ducts.
Which is a much more difficult ERCP, it can get impacted there.
The bottom line is, I think, doing more intraoperative cholangiogram, getting comfortable with it, interpreting it.
It's important to build relationships with the providers who's gonna come to the operating room or will see the patient after.
And taking the next step to really try to reduce length of stay and hopefully the number of procedures these kids have to go under.
And a lot of this is going to depend on local expertise, what you have available to you, who you work with in your hospital. All these things are very, very important.
In summary, controlled balloon dilation of the sphincter should never exceed that bile duct diameter to avoid complications like pancreatitis. The choice of intervention, flush, balloon, or ERCP, depends on the size and number of stones, as well as available tools and expertise. Routine use of intraoperative cholangiograms and close collaboration with GI can reduce patient procedures and length of stay. Thank you for watching this video.
GlobalCast MD, along with Cincinnati Children's Hospital, sharing knowledge to improve child health around the globe.